inglés se divertirán participando en un sinfín de variadísimas actividades en un entorno seguro y 100% angloparlante, acompañados en todo momento de monitores Vaughan. Campamentos de verano para niños. No abandones tu inglés.
Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to... That's right, amigos. That's right. It's the Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Macho.
That's right. It is Nacho in the house, my amigos. And as always, we're having a blast here on the Show with No Name. I can't believe that it is Monday. And it's already 11:30 on Monday, and we are just rocking through the program. I can't believe an hour has already flown by. But we're going to make this next hour count. As you know, we love to make it count. Que cuente. All right. Well, good job, guys, on the number exercise. Good job on them all. On everything so far today. Winix says, FYI, the third highest mountain, Kanchenjunga, is known as the never climbed mountain since the summit is sacred for locals. Well, see, I didn't know that, Winix. Thank you. Thanks for that information. I hadn't heard of that one. Kanchenjunga, which is, it's like the forbidden mountain, it sounds like. Wow. Interesting. Thanks for sharing. All right. Well, guys, before we get back into the swing of things here, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. And, well, guys, there's a lot of text, so make sure you write this stuff down. Dámelo, Nacho.
I have an important, if personal, question. Does anyone here use money? A couple people do. Okay. If so, you might want to rethink putting it in the stock market and invest in something more stable or useful in the aftertimes, like potable water or sheep or flame-throwing guitars. Because it was a rough day on the stock market today.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name a lyric, name a lyric, name a lyric.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Lyric, only on the Show with No Name. And this is where we're going to sing together. And I know you're all going to know this song because it's one of those songs. Nacho, you know it. Everybody knows this song, right? I think even if you don't want to know it, you know it. It's not We Will Rock You. That's another one that everybody knows. All right. Well, guys, as always, I'm going to give you the song lyric in Spanish, and I want you guys to tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist on Twitter. And good luck. Here we go. Afterwards, we'll take a look at it. All right. So it goes, mirando hacia atrás al tiempo que hemos tenido juntos. Deberías saber ahora mismo si quieres ser mi amante. Quieres ser mi amante. Quieres ser mi amante. Quieres ser mi amante. Venga, toma tu tiempo, chica. Chico, tienes que estar seguro. Antes de hacerte mío, chico, debes estar seguro de que quieres ser mi amante, de que quieres ser mi amante. You all know it. Todos lo sabéis. Apuesto. I'll bet that you all know the song. I'll give you a clue. 90s. Pero early 90s. Principios de los 90. Right? So let's see. I'm going to go over here to Twitter and see if anybody knows it. The good thing is I told you the name of the song in the lyrics. So if you were paying attention, the name of the song is in the lyrics. That doesn't always happen. No siempre pasa así. You know, a lot of times, like for example, one of my favorite songs is Baba O'Reilly by The Who, right? Baba O'Reilly. And they never say the words Baba O'Reilly in the song. In fact, everybody thinks the song's name is Teenage Wasteland. Porque repiten los de The Who, Teenage Wasteland. Teenage Wasteland. And everybody thinks that's, in fact, when you Google Teenage Wasteland, it brings you to the real name of the song, Baba O'Reilly. But not in this one. In this song, as many pop songs, the lyrics are said, the title said like 20 million times. All right? Looks like nobody knows it right now. So, mirando hacia atrás al tiempo que hemos tenido juntos, deberías saber ahora mismo si quieres ser mi amante. ¿Quieres ser mi amante? ¿Quieres ser mi amante? Venga, toma tu tiempo, chico. Tienes que estar seguro. Antes de hacerte mi chico, debes estar seguro de que quieres ser mi amante. De que quieres ser mi amante. Y lo dice otros, pues 50,000 veces en la canción. Es pop music. Es lo que tiene. So vas a oír ser mi amante 20,000 veces en la canción. All right, so let's go over here to Twitter. And I've got a few people who are figuring out the say what soundbite. It looks like Iñaki. Looks like you've got it. Looks like you've got it. Also, Mr. Houses. Good job, guys. I'm not checking it word for word, but one quick look. It looks the same. It looks like the same as what I've got written down. So good. Good stuff, Mr. Houses and Iñaki. And the ladies, I've got H, Veronica, and Paloma, the winners of today's Name That Lyric. La da da dee da 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 da. La da da dee da 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 da. You all know it. Be my lover, wanna be my lover, wanna be my lover. You all know it. You all dance to it. And you gotta admit it. Now's the time to admit it. It's Be My Lover. The group is called La Bouche, La Bouche, which is in French, mouth. It's boca. No, La Bouche, La Bouche. La Boca. And, this group, La Bouche, was the creation of a German producer, not a French one, a German producer who wanted to make everybody think that they were French. And the guy's name is Frank Farian. Now, for those of you guys who know a little bit about pop music and the history of pop music, this is the same guy who put the Milli with the Vanilli. This is the guy who put together a group of guys who were lip syncing, and the original group wasn't seen because they said, oh, well, these guys are more marketable. I don't know if you guys know the Milli Vanilli story, but this one went a little bit better. La Bouche went a lot better for him than Milli Vanilli, because Milli Vanilli, once they found out that they weren't singing, that they weren't the real performers, and that they were just lip syncing, remember, we don't say to do playback, we say to lip sync. literalmente sincronizar los labios. And well, this one worked out because this one won a lot of awards. Everybody knows the song. And, you know, it's a Be My Lover. You know how catchy it is. They've got another one too that was really catchy. They had two songs, I think, that everybody heard everywhere. This reminds me of college. Para que veáis, yo estaba en la universidad cuando escuchaba esto. Be my lover, wanna be my lover. And then they had another one as well, which was huge all over Europe and the United States. Sweet dreams of rhythm and passion. Sweet dreams of rickin' over. So, there you go. This is La Bouche, the name of the song. The album went 5 times platinum, which is awesome. It was also in many movies, such as A Night at the Roxbury, funny movie. In 1997, it was also in Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. And, one of those songs everybody recognized. Now, La Bouche's fame didn't last too long. Why? Well, there's a reason. The lead singer, her name was because she passed away, Melanie Thornton. Melanie Thornton was the voice. Be my lover, wanna be. That's her, Melanie Thornton. Well, she died in 2001, in 2001. Now, how did she die? Good question. She died in a plane crash in Switzerland. And, of course, that was the end of La Bouche. But you never know. They could have, you know, they made these two huge hits there. Who knows if they would have kept making music if it hadn't been for her sudden death, su muerte repentina, in that plane crash. So, the chorus is really easy. El estribillo. Be my lover, wanna be my lover, wanna be my lover. That part's easy. Now the lyrics, looking back on all the time we've had together. Mirando hacia atrás, no? Acordándome. It's another way to say looking back. Rememorando. El tiempo que hemos tenido juntos. The time we've had together. You ought to know right now. You ought to know. Ought. O-U-G-H-T. You ought to know. Deberías. It's another way of saying you should know. You ought to. Ought to. Que en los americanos name is ought to. You ought to know. Right? Es una canción también. You ought to know to remind me. You know the one I'm talking about. So ought to is should. But ought to is really ought to. But no one says ought to. You ought to listen to me. No. I'd say you ought to listen to her. She knows what she's talking about. Ought to. Ought to. So she says, you ought to know right now. If you want to be my lover, pues ya deberías saber. Ya deja de tonterías. Has tenido el tiempo suficiente. ¿Quieres ser mi amante? Do you want to be my lover? And then, of course, be my lover, want to be my lover. Okay. And then she says, go ahead and take your time. So now, see, this is what I don't understand. You ought to know right now if you want to be my lover. And then it says, take your time. So wait a second. Toma mi tiempo o deberías saberlo ahora. I'm confused. What are you telling the guy here? You're confusing him. You ought to know. So she says, take your time, boy. You gotta feel secure. Tienes que sentirte seguro. You gotta feel secure. Before I make you mine, baby. Antes de hacerte mío, chico. You have to be sure. Tienes que estar seguro, ¿no? Creo que decir de ti mismo, de nuestro amor, right? And then again, be my lover, wanna be my lover, wanna be my lover. You know it. You know you want to sing it. Now let's see. We've got a lot of people who figured it out. As I said, H. Veronica, Paloma, Albahaca, be careful. It's not wannabe by the Spice Girls. Muchos habéis puesto wannabe. Yeah, I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. It's not wannabe. Nope. Do you want to be my lover by Tomeo says the Spice Girls. Nope, guys, not the Spice Girls. Fernando Sicilia says Bobo O'Reilly is one of my best songs as well, pal. Qué temazo. Claro. Bobo O'Reilly is buenísima. The Who. Anix, you've got it. Nice job. Jose Antonio, be my lover. Corona. I don't know if Corona is. I want to be your lover. Prince, J.M. Hermosilla. So tenemos muchos pero no tantos que son correctos. All right, well, now you guys know the song. We looked at the lyrics, y realmente no hay que saber mucho más que be my lover, wanna be my lover. All right, así que vamos a volver. Let's go back to the early 90s, Nacho, with Be My Lover by The Mouth, La Bouche.
La da da dee da 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 da.
Everybody.
La da da dee da 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 da. La da da dee da 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 dee da 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 dee da 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 da.
Come on.
Be my lover. Be my lover. Looking back on all the time we've had together, you ought to know right now if you wanna be my lover, wanna be my lover. Go ahead, it's give you time, boy, you gotta feel secure. Before I make you mine, baby, you have to be sure you wanna be my lover.
Everybody!
La da dee da 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 da.
Esta parte fácil.
La da da dee da 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 da. La 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 de da, la la de da da da, la la de da 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 da.
Come on!
Oh, oh yeah, hey, hey, wanna be my lover. Oh, oh yeah, hey, hey, wanna be my lover. Oh, oh yeah, hey, wanna be my lover.
Oh, oh yeah, hey,
wanna be my lover.
Había que dejarlo hasta. Wanna be my lover. You know you loved it, guys. You know you really enjoyed going way back over there. That just brought me back to my university, like, you know, at the local bar, everybody dancing. And my question now is, did we realize how cheesy things were? Did we realize, like, I think we did. I think we knew it was cheesy, but we liked it because it was cheesy. You know what I mean? And that's what made it popular, because you're dancing. Be my love. You're looking at all the girls like, oh, yeah, it's dedicated to you. Ha, ha, ha. So there it is, folks. La Bouche. We're learning some French here on the show today as well. But it's time for another challenge, my amigos. It's time for a challenge where we look at double meanings. It's called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble. Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, amigos. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And now, the way this works is, I'm going to give you a translation. However, this translation is a bit tricky. Un poco difícil. Because you have to use the same word twice in the translation. All right, so here we go, amigos. And, well, good luck. Good luck with this one. I think it's going to be easy, but maybe not. Maybe not. Okay, so el hombre con el pico de viuda llegó a la cima antes que nosotros. Okay? So it has something to do with mountains here, right? We were talking about this before. El hombre con el pico de viuda, ¿no? Llegó a la cima antes que nosotros. All right? So, tienes que saber el verbo llegar a. Cima, we said before, summit is a word, which is a great one because summit is a double trouble in Spanish and in English. O sea, cumbre es una reunión, ¿no? Grande entre muchos países y cumbre también es en la parte de arriba de la montaña, right? Well, the same thing in English. There's a global summit, if you go to the top of a mountain, you go to the summit. Y como yo aprendí con el documental, to summit es un verbo también. It's a verb. So we need to summit before 1 p.m. To summit means to reach the summit. And I didn't know that that existed because I don't speak climbing vocabulary. I go out to the mountains with my friends, but I don't climb professionally. So summiting is actually a verb, too. And I never knew that before. Let's see. Mr. House is the man with the pink. Okay, but you're missing the whole viuda part, right? Pico de viuda, which I never realized that you guys call it exactly the same in Spanish as we do in English. As I tell you guys, you're not the only ones learning here on the show. I'm learning stuff every day, constantly. So see, when I prepare the sections, you know, a lot of times I don't know that word in Spanish. I'm like, oh, okay. So it makes me look it up. So it makes me be curious as well. So let's see if anybody, Mr. Houses, you're on the right track over there. Let's see. David says, morning, mate. Better the cheesy lyrics of the 90s than the gross misogynistic lyrics of today's Latino crap. Thank you for sharing, David. I feel like your only comment is against Latino music. Let's participate in the sections, David. That's what I want you to do. I know you don't like Latino music. You've told us many times. Congratulations. You're many, many people don't like Latino music. Tell them, you know, start a club. I'm sure there's a club on Facebook. Latino music haters, join them. But, you know, keep the comments here, guys, positive. Okay. If you don't like something, tell us more about what you like instead of what you don't like. That's what's wrong with society now. Everybody's so quick to tell us what they don't like, what they want to complain about, but people aren't quick to say, I got good service at this restaurant, or I like this. We're more prone to, propensos a decir lo que no nos gusta ahora, que decir me gusta tal. So think about that. Think about that. I'm speaking aloud to myself too, David, but you can make it a positive comment. I prefer that music than the music of today, and then it's not like a negative thing. You know, because two wrongs don't make a right. You don't like something, the more you talk about it. See, right now, we weren't talking about Latin music, David, and now we are. So, see what happens there? You just gave something protagonism that you really didn't want. So, see what happened there? The opposite effect than you had expected. So, again, guys, if you don't like something, save it. Tell somebody else. We're not interested here. Keep all your comments positive. We understand. I don't like a lot of things, but you won't hear me tweeting or telling everybody about everything I don't like. I try not to, at least. I'm sure I do it sometime. All right, so let's take a look. We've got a lot of people who are figuring it out. Let's see. Mr. House is almost. Paloma. Te falta apostrofe S, Paloma. You're just missing an apostrophe S. And you would have had it perfect. Let's see, Iñaki. All right, Iñaki's the first one to get it. Nice job, Iñaki. Also, Virginia. Paco Carame. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. A little participation over there, guys. Yeah. You guys are on fire today. Seriously. A lot of participation. It feels like a Friday, and it's Monday. So keep it up. Excellent job. All right. Anybody else? Colors music. Te falta ese apóstrofe. Ese también. All right. So let's start with the second part. Maybe the second part is easier, right? Because I believe that a lot of people know the word cima or el pico de una montaña because it's in English peak. P-E-A-K. P-E-A-K is peak. Right. Now, you'll see this word, too, when you're booking a vacation, right? You're going snowboarding and there's peak season and there's off peak season. Y piénsalo, peak es, sube un pico ahí, hay un que todo el mundo está de vacaciones. Makes sense, right? So peak season is cuando está ese pico, estás en la parte de arriba. Hay mucha, all the hotels are full, right? That's peak season. And off peak, O-F-F, off peak is temporada baja. But also the peak is the top of a mountain, right? Peak, P-E-A-K. It's a very useful word because it's cima o cumbre. As I said, we also have summit. A peak, too, is your high point. So to reach, I've reached my peak, it means I can't go any higher. I've reached my, so we use it figuratively as well. All right, so good. Llegar a la cima, I put reached the peak. You can put got to the peak, but I put reached because it sounded more poetic. So, reached the peak before us. Okay. And, the man, el hombre, con pico de viuda, the man with the widow's peak, widow apostrophe S, right? Widow's peak. Para nosotros usamos el sajón, the genitive. So, the man with the widow's peak. Yo nunca sabía, Nacho, que lo llamabais exactamente igual. El widow's peak. ¿Ves? Hay cosas que son más, que son fáciles también, ¿eh? Widow, the man with the widow's peak reached the peak, or the summit, ya sabéis, varias formas de decir la parte de arriba, ¿no? Lo más alto, the summit or the peak. So, the man with the widow's peak reached the peak before us. And I have a widow's peak myself, guys. In fact, we call it also, too, when the sides of your hair are kind of disappearing, we call that a receding hairline. O sea, tu línea de pelo retrocede. You're receding. In English, yeah. A receding hairline. Pues tengo todo eso. Lo tengo todo. I've got it all, baby. All right, so great job, everybody. Excellent job on today's Double Trouble. Right now, we've got to go to a commercial break. You know. Well, that's what we're doing. Going to a quick break. And, yeah. That's it, folks. We got another half an hour, and we got a lot to do, so stick around.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Baugan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, baugan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Baugan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Baugan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoBaugan.com.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, Más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
There's a show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And folks, I can't believe it. It's Monday afternoon. It's officially 12:02 p.m. So we made it through. And madrileños, tomorrow's like a Friday, kind of. Kind of a weird Friday, isn't it? Tomorrow's like a weird Friday because we're going to have two Mondays and two Fridays this week, basically. That's how those puentes work out. All right. Well, guys, I'm seeing some of you didn't know what a widow's peak was. I just went to word reference because I didn't know it in Spanish either. Of course, in English, I can tell you in English, of course. When I looked it up, it's widow's peak, pico de viuda, but maybe also because we have listeners that tune in from all over the place, maybe it's called something different where you live. So either way, look it up. That's what the internet's for. Ah, eso es a lo que se refiere, right? So take a look and see what you got over there. So widow's peak, if you just Google widow's peak, Google Images, you'll find it and say, ah, es eso. All right. Again, another way to say it is a receding hairline in English. All right. Well, let's listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. And as I said, today we have got, I feel like it's a Friday with all the people participating in the different sections. Awesome stuff, guys. Keep it up. Nacho, vamos a escucharlo por última vez.
I have an important, if personal, question. Does anyone here use money? A couple people do. Okay, if so, you might want to rethink putting it in the stock market and invest in something more stable or useful in the after times, like potable water or sheep or flame-throwing guitars. Because it was a rough day on the stock market today.
There you go, folks. There you go. A rough day on the stock market. That's the last line over there. A rough day on the stock market. All right, so if you didn't get the last line, I'm helping you there. As I said, many of our superstar students have figured it out. So really good job, guys. Fantastic stuff. Miguel Dominguez says, I don't know what it is, but it reminds me of this peliculón. And there's actually a movie with Mia Farrow and Natasha Richardson, which is called Widow's Peak. Miss, I didn't even know that one. Let's see, H. Veronica participating in the soundbite. Mr. Hector says, learning my own language. Thanks. Hey, well, just because you're a native, I always say this, just because you're a native doesn't mean you have to know every single thing. You know, there are so many words that I learned when I moved to Spain, because these are words that were used exclusively in England. You know, like flat, I'm knackered. These are words I had no idea they existed, and I'd been speaking English my entire life. So, great job, H. Veronica. Always a pleasure to have you participating. We can see your improvement. All of you who participate. Now, if you guys don't participate, well, I hope you have a good excuse. I hope you have a good excuse. That's all I'll say. All right. So, amigos, where were we? ¿Dónde estábamos, Nacho? Teníamos que... ya resolvemos el double trouble. We listened to our Say What soundbite for the fourth time. So, I know. Why don't we take a look at some humor in You're Joking!
Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right. You're joking. Estás de coña. You're joking, folks. All right, well, let's see if you get the joke. This is a really, really easy part of the show, because all you got to do is sit back, relax, and see if you get it. It's that simple, folks. All right, so here we go. Here's the pun. They're more puns than jokes, right? Juegos de palabras con doble sentidos. All right, so I bought a new pair of hiking boots from a drug dealer, okay? And I'm not sure what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day. No. Did you get it, Nacho? There's a double pun in there. Hay un doble, te lo repito, all right? Y luego explico mis chistes aquí. So I bought a new pair of hiking boots, ¿no? Unas botas para hacer senderismo. I bought a new pair of hiking boots from a drug dealer, de un camello, right? You guys say a camel. I love that one. So I just bought a new pair of hiking boots from a drug dealer. I'm not sure what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day. You get it? It's a hard one. This is for my superstar students, because you got double puns here. It's not just funny, it's punny. All right, so let's take a look at this over here. Now, a pair of hiking boots, bien. Hasta ahí llegamos. A drug dealer, un camello. So where's the joke? I'm not sure what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day. So let's look at the word lace. L-A-C-E. Now, lace is encaje, right? Lace, a shoelace is un cordón, right? Lace, L-A-C-E. Now, the word lace also is to mix something with something. So, let me give you the example. No sé el verbo exactamente en español. So, last night I went out and I had one drink at this bar. And I got home and I was dizzy. I was feeling like I was, you know, hallucinating. I think somebody laced my drink with something. Echarle algo, ¿no? Echarle MDMA o veneno. You can lace something with poison, right? To lace, we say, to lace something. I think this is laced. Esto lleva algo, ¿no? Está, le han echado algo, right? To lace something, echar pastillas, echar algo. And usually the person's not supposed to know. You're doing it kind of hidden, right? To lace something. But laces también cordones, ¿no? So then he says, I'm not sure what he laced them with. No sé cómo, qué cordones puso, o no sé qué le echó, ¿no? But I've been tripping all day. Now, tripping, to trip is, if your laces are not tied, you will trip, right? And trip is, I always forget this one, tropezarte, ¿no? Tropezarte. You'll trip over. But also to trip is to hallucinate. So you see, you've got that double meaning. I'm not sure what he laced them with, but I've been tripping. Llevo todo el día alucinando o llevo todo el día cayéndome encima por los laces que tiene el doble sentido. So it's a tough one. As I said, it wasn't an easy one, but I know it's possible for you guys to understand it. In fact, I think a few of you probably understood it. So now that you know that to lace something is to poner los cordones, and also to lace something is echarle algo, una bebida o lo que sea. Y tripping es cayéndose encima o tropezándote. Y también es alucinando. So now that you know that is, hey, I bought a new pair of hiking boots from a drug dealer yesterday. I'm not sure what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day. There we go, my amigos. Today's You're Joking. All right, I think we can also solve our say what soundbite. A lot of you guys figured it out. It was just tons of text, really, muchísimo texto. But you guys paid attention. You wrote it down. You used the four chances that you had, and that's the important part. So great job, amigos! To everybody who figured it out, you know who you are. Well, you know who you are because you can probably feel your improvement day after day after day. So that said, my amigos, I think it's time for, to listen to it. But before we do that, did you guys know who it was? It was Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert, American TV presenter and, talk show host. I'm a big, big Stephen Colbert fan. The T is silent. It's not Stephen Colbert. I used to think it was Stephen Colbert. And in fact, his brother goes by that name. Not Stephen, but the last name Colbert. But he pronounces it the French way, Colbert, Colbert. And, very, very famous presenter on American TV right now. If you haven't checked him out, give him a listen. This is him doing one of his opening monologues. So he opens up the show with a monologue. And, same thing Buena Fuente does and Johnny Carson did it and Jay Leno and all these guys. So it's that opening monologue. And what he says is he's talking about the stock market. The stock market crashed. It took a hit that day. And he says, I have an important personal question. Tengo una pregunta personal muy importante. Does anyone here use money? And everybody laughs because everybody uses money. Says, good. He goes, a couple people do. Algunos sí. Okay. If so, si es así, if so, you might want to rethink, pensarlo de nuevo. You might want to rethink putting it in the stock market. A lo mejor quieres pensar de nuevo eso de meterlo a la bolsa, the stock market. Una acción is a stock or a share, stocks or shares. And invest, que es un verbo false friend, ¿no? Porque no es invert, es invest. Invertir is to invest. To invert is poner boca abajo, invert something, right? So he says, and invest in something more stable. Estable is stable. Or useful in the after times. Algo que nos va a valer, algo que es más útil en estos tiempos, el final del mundo, ¿no? The after times. He says, like potable water. Potable, we say potable. Potable water. Or sheep. O dice abejas, right? Because he's saying, bueno, a lo mejor tienes que criarlas. He's talking about the end of the world here. You know, if the end times, the after times, as he called them, come, well, you're not going to really need money so much as maybe, you know, drinking water, you know, sheep. And then this is obviously where he throws in a joke, a flame-throwing guitar. Una guitarra que lanza llamas. He goes, because it was a rough day on the stock market today. Hoy ha sido un día muy difícil en la bolsa. So there you go, guys. It's Stephen Colbert, and it's an opening monologue from his show, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And, bueno, Nacho, ahora que sabemos quién es y lo que dice, vamos a escucharlo otra vez, please.
I have an important, if personal, question. Does anyone here use money? A couple people do. Okay, if so, you might want to rethink putting it in the stock market and invest in something more stable or useful in the aftertimes, like potable water or sheep or flame-throwing guitars. Because it was a rough day on the stock market today.
Home of phones on the show with no name. It's home of phones time, because home of phones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Home of phones on the show with no name. Because home of phones time, because home of phones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
Home of phones.
That's right, folks. And there I go again with my abeja oveja. In serio. I'm never going to get it. I've just accepted it. I have just accepted and admitted that I'm never going to know the difference between a sheep and a bee in Spanish. Never. I've tried. I've associated it, and it just doesn't work. So thank you very much, Iñaki. He says, abeja. Y digo, yeah, siempre. Pero no en mi cabeza. Es al inverso. Yeah, sometimes you learn things the wrong way, and then it's hard to unlearn them because you've already got it in there. It's tough. I will get it. I'm just joking when I'm saying I'm going to give up. I'm never going to get it. But sometimes you feel like saying, man, this is impossible here. All right. So, folks, it's time for homophones on the show with no name. And I'm going to give you two words. I want you guys to tell me what these words are. And I want you to tell me if they sound exactly the same or not. The first word is cima o cumbre. Cima o cumbre. We already looked at the word, so you should know the word very well. The second word is escoger. Escoger is the second word. So A, what are the words? And B, do they sound exactly the same or not? You can tell us today on Twitter. Let's take a look. Nobody knows it. Nobody knows. I think it's an easy one. I hope it's an easy one. Let's see. There's Colors Music. And she says that those are the words. And she says that they don't sound the same. Colors Music says you've got the correct words. Good job. But yes, she says they're not homophones, though. Jaster agrees. Good job, Jaster. Excellent job, my amigo. Always a pleasure. Anybody else? Anybody else participating in the homophone section before I give it away and tell you the answer? But as I always do in this section, I don't really tell you the answer. I just say the words, and then you guys tell me if they sound exactly the same or not. Also, I forgot to tell you guys the reason I chose the 8,000ers today, and it was because today in 1995, a 33-year-old British mother became the first woman to conquer Everest without oxygen or Sherpas. So, and as I said, you go up past 8,000, you're in the death zone. So, oxygen and no Sherpas, who are the local people who help. And, most of them are used to being at those high altitudes. So her name was Alison Hargraves. And today in 1995, she made history as the first woman to conquer Everest, as I said, without the help of oxygen or Sherpas, the local guides. Let's see. We've got Iñaki and J.M. Hermosilla as well participating in the homophone section. All right. The first word is peak. We've looked at the word a few times today, right, on the show. The peak of the mountain, right? We said the widow's peak as well. So that word is peak. P-E-A-K. Peak. Okay. And the other word, escoger, is pick. Pick. So, si te voy a decir ahora, escoge una cima o escoge una cumbre, pick a peak. Do they sound the same? Absolutely not. No way. Penelope, you said yes. Check those over there, right? So, cima, peak, E, es el sonido E, peak. Escoger, pick, es como un E cortito, no es E, es E. Ese sonido clave para hablar inglés, pick, pick. So, vamos a decir eso, escoge una cima, pick a peak, pick a peak. And there you go, as you can hear, those words are not homophones at all. However, there is another word. To peek is to look very quickly. Oh, I'm going to see what's going on. Oh, I'm just going to take a quick peek. Ese es P-E-E-K. Eso sí que es homófono de peek cima. So, P-E-A-K y P-E-E-K, que es un vistacillo, ¿no? Un poco de secreto, como rapidito. Oh, I'm going to take a peek. Those sound the same, but the word pick does not sound like those two words. All right, guys, we've got time for one more section, and you know what time it is. It's famous birthday trivia. That's right, amigos. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And remember, I'm going to give you guys some clues over here, and you guys tell me who today's three birthday boys and girls are. Number one, this actor was born in 1939. He's an American actor. He's been in many movies, such as Mean Streets in 1973. Taxi Driver in 1976, Reservoir Dogs, that was kind of his, everybody knew who this guy was after Reservoir Dogs. He was also in Pulp Fiction, Red Dragon, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Isle of Dogs. I mean, obviously you can see this guy chooses, or his agent chooses, very good movies. And he also played Judas. You say Judas, Judas in the Last Temptation of Christ. So this guy has played so many different roles. For a while, he was just playing like a bad guy, but then he changed that around. He didn't want to get typecasted, but he is definitely, I would say, one of the most talented actors still working. And again, he was born today in 1939, so he's not like some spring chicken. He's not this young little whippersnapper, you know. But there he is, doing what he does. He was great in, well, I was going to say Pulp Fiction, but I think in every movie, he's just such a character. Number two, this guy was born in 1964. He's an American comedian, writer, producer, political commentator. He got his start on Comedy Central. He hosted a show called The Report. I can't tell you the because that's his last name. It was on the air from 2005 to 2014. And well, now he's got another show which started in 2015, which is extremely popular, called The Late Show with fill in the blank. That's his name. I can't tell you that part either. He studied to be a dramatic actor, but he really started to like improv. Improv is improvisation. And he worked with Second City in Chicago. I always tell you guys, anytime that name comes up, Second City is like the kings of improv. All right, it's a Chicago improv troupe. And, well, those guys are the same ones that usually end up on Saturday Night Live, which is the top of the top. This guy has won 9 Primetime Emmy Awards, that's TV awards, 2 Grammy Awards, that's for music, and he's got books, he's done it all. And when he was a child, he realized that Southerners, people from the South of the United States, were sometimes depicted as being less intelligent on TV. So to avoid that, because he was born in the South, he started to imitate the news anchors, no, los que dan la noticia, los informativos. And he started to imitate those people, and now he speaks more like a newscaster. But he's great. He's one of the best, I think, on TV right now. Very funny. There's always a political message behind it, which is cool. I think that's cool because, you know, comedians kind of have they have free range. They can talk about things that maybe the news can't talk about under the guise of, hey, I'm joking. It's a joke. Calm down. So that's number two. And number three, she was born in 1967. She died tragically in a plane crash, which was very, very tragic. That was in 2001. And she was only 34 years old. But, well, she wrote and performed a lot of different songs with a group called La Bouche, the mouth in French. And, well, some of her songs you might recognize. Sweet dreams of rhythm and passion. Sweet dreams are taken. You know that one. And today's Name That Lyric. Be by love. Come on, Nacho. You know you want to do it. La da da dee da 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 da. I know you want to do it. I know the listeners want to do it with us too. Let's see if anybody got it. Does anybody know? Yeah. Refreshing, refreshing. Yes. We've got some winners over here. H. Veronica, J. M. Hermosilla, Jester. Excellent job. Harvey Keitel, Stephen Colbert, and Melanie Thornton. All right, guys, we're going. We got to go. But I'll tell you what, we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye. Everybody.
Be my lover. Woo!
It's lunes.
No, ya no.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que